So I'm talking to Camilla Algren, who's a writer, script editor and chairman of the Swedish Writers Guild.
Yep.
And Nikolai Shevig.
Shevig.
Danish writer. Mm. So the big question is, with the rise around and popularity around the world of, you know, Scandinavian drama, why has it suddenly become, or not suddenly, it's been growing over about a decade, but why has it become so popular, especially on a global scale?
We don't know.
I think we tell special stories, and we're very multi-plot strong,
mm-hmm.
and strong, interesting characters, and also the production design and all that together. I think that was something new and different, and we're not avoiding the dark side of the society.
Mm-hmm. And I somehow think it sums it up. And but really is the different kind of making characters. Mm.
But we couldn't imagine after the first season of the Bridge, we thought this was the end, and we thought it will be not very popular. Maybe we have a fan club, maybe, but not that huge audience. But suddenly it was all over the world. But you can't, when you are creating it, you don't think about it.
No idea.
And also when we make season 2 and 3, we don't think of the international audience. We think of how to make the best story and how to surprise our audience in a good way.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean that approach. I look at it being very much of the cable TV network. Model that grew up in the States. You know, they grew up. It started with HBO. They needed to put on good shows to attract an audience because the audience had to pay for it. So it wasn't supported by advertising. So they had to give them something worth paying for. So they thought good, gritty dramas and make it all about the writing. And that seems to have spread worldwide since the 90s. Mm. And you know, it's having an impact everywhere. Mm. And now I guess that's the same approach.
Yeah, and we had a parallel story because we started in the early 90s in Sweden and the mid 90s in Denmark, where we just wanted to high the quality of the writing.
And I also think that Swedish crime, or Scandinavian crime, is also the novels came before.
Oh,
it's
also
one of the explanations. Mm. For example, Stieg Larsson's trilogy Millennium.
Mm. And the Wallander.
Yeah.
Mankell is really important.
Yeah. So already we had the reputation, but then suddenly it was a TV series mixed between two countries.
Mm.
I think also that's why it's worldwide, because you haven't seen that before, two countries it's working together, two cups. That was completely new. It's a simple idea, but we haven't seen that before.
And of course, it's when you are writing or making television series, it's always also about surprising. And one of the success elements in the Danish and the Swedish television series is that when you go abroad and look at the Scandinavian countries, you think you have these ideal countries with where everything is perfect and every woman is beautiful and long. and one of the things is that we somehow have this element in it, but we also shows a grittier world where the darkness in the surface, under the surface, is peopling up, it's somehow it's fascinates.
But also, I think it's the stories that we work a lot with the stories, and interesting
and quality,
characters, and the quality. Yeah.
And the thing that nobody understand our language, so they imagine that there's some depth into it that maybe not is.
But it's interesting how, you know, television now really has become a writer's medium. All the good writers seem to be working in television, and we're getting less decent writers working in movies.
It's so difficult to finance the movies for the producers. They have to be very sure it's going to be a success, and so much money in a movie comparing to a TV series. So I think it's why writers want to write TV. It's
it gave you a safeness in the world that you actually get, you know, you can look at a long period of a steady income. And that's maybe the most important thing, how to earn some money.
I hope it will change, that the film industry will be better for writers, because now it's hopeless.
Mm. It's not so hopeless in Denmark. I think there's a difference between Denmark and Sweden, because actually the Danish film industry is quite successful. And but there are some tendencies that the drama's success of making drama have changed it in Denmark. The stories who function in cinema. Before we had a lot of all the dome movement. It was about the life between ordinary people in small. Small kammerspiel, small place.
Few characters.
And you can't make stories to film like that anymore, because the television series have taken that arena and kind of telling stories. So you have to, when you make film in cinema in Denmark, you have to make quite grand stories, historical dramas and larger than life stories.
Mm. And also a lot of movies are based on novels in Sweden.
But that's not
then
so.
Then you have a success and you know the film is going to be a success if you have a novel based on a novel.
Mm. Yeah, and we're now seeing the rise of yet another outlet for TV shows, in the rise of the streaming services like Netflix and Amazon. Do you think we're going to see a degradation of quality as they're crying out for more content?
No, I don't think so, because the viewers, they want this quality.
Mm.
Yeah, otherwise, they won't look at it, I think. Mm. It's very important with quality.
And so you think the viewers have now got used to quality, and so they're just demanding more?
Yeah.
And the viewers who like drama,
And actually, we can see we are living a golden age of television drama now, and the television drama has taken over the medium as novels had before, you can say. As a television drama, it has a similarity to great novels, and somehow we can see that I think that the some of the talented writers who 20 years ago or 50 years ago would have made writing novels, they now make television series, because that's a really strong medium where you get in contact with a big audience and you can tell strong stories, and that would not stop. I think you have somehow, what we see now, it's going to stay for a lot of years.
But there's a new trend in Sweden. Mm. A lot of writers for TV, they're now going to be writers for books, for novels.
Mm.
Because they think, then you don't have this all these producers and directors and everyone who's getting involved in your script. As a novelist, you're writing for yourself, maybe one or two people helping you, but it's an. I have my friends, many of them, that told me, "Oh, it's so nice to write books." You have no. So that's in Sweden, crime novels is very popular.
Camilla, Nikolai, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.